A Prayer to Be Known as a Jesus Follower by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. Lately, my heart's been hurting for so many people. The state of our country is overwhelming. It leaves many of us wondering what to say, what to do, and how to be helpers. The specifics of those things I can't answer, but I do know one thing. In Acts 4, Peter and John were arrested for healing a crippled man and then preaching about Jesus. But when they were brought before the council, they never backed down. They stood strong for Jesus. And here's what happened, as stated in Acts 4:13. The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. I'm as ordinary as they come. I have no special training in the Word, just a longing to share the Lord with others. But it's hard. It doesn't come naturally. I care what people think. Too much sometimes. I don't want to be the weird one. There are times I push through and put it out there, but there are more times I know exactly what I should say and I back down because of fear. So my prayer is that even when I fail at being bold, even when I don't share like I should, that those around me can still tell that I have been with Jesus. For any of you who struggle with voicing your beliefs and sharing the word out loud like I do at times, you might wonder, well, how will they know if I've been with Jesus if I don't say it? Many times believers don't share the gospel in words. They share it with bold actions that resonate louder than many words ever could. Here are three areas to focus on. 1, the way you love people, not just the ones you're supposed to love, not just the ones who love you. I'm talking about the ones who you don't know, the ones who look different than you, the ones who might be stinky or awkward or might make you feel uncomfortable. Love them. Show it with a smile or a hand squeeze or a hug or food or service. Stand up for those who need you. Do something sacrificial, no matter how small, to give someone hope that they are worthy of love. Love people well and pray they see Jesus instead of you. 1 John 3:16 says, "We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us, so we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters." 2, show grace, which is giving someone what they don't deserve, and mercy, which could be seen as not giving someone what they do deserve. People make mistakes every day. They mess up your order in the drive-thru line. They snap at you for no reason. They forget to turn their blinkers on when they're turning. It'd be easy to call the manager and let him have it, or post nasty things on social media to let everyone know how horrible they are, or honk your horn repeatedly in these situations. But let me encourage you not to. I was at a fast food drive-thru not too long ago, and as a young girl handed me the bag of food, she let go before I quite had it. The bag fell on the ground and fries went everywhere. Bless her heart, she looked terrified. I quickly smiled at her, told her it was my fault, and that I should have had a better hold on it, and it was fine. She looked shocked at my response. I grabbed the bag and what was left inside and told her thank you and to have a great day. Relief flooded her face and it blessed my heart. That was Jesus. I wanted my fries, and so did my whining kids, but in that moment, grace was needed, and he helped me give it. Ephesians 2:8-9 reminds us, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." And 3, forgive forgive, forgive. Many times, you're not in the wrong. Forgive anyway. Many times, the other party doesn't deserve it. Forgive anyway. Many times, you will not get a kind response in return. Forgive anyway. And feel a peace in your soul that is free of the burden of grudges and a huge list of wrongs that will weigh your mind and body and spirit down. Do it because Jesus would, and He will help you. Read Matthew 18:22, which says, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother who sins against me? Up to seven times?' Jesus answered, 'I tell you, not just seven times, but 77 times.'" Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I may not have the perfect words. I may not know exactly what to do to help. But in all situations, help me to love people well, give grace and mercy abundantly, and forgive without reservation. Use my life to help plant seeds that you can use for your glory. Let me be known as a Jesus follower. In everything I do, help me remember whose I am and who I represent. More than anything, I want to be known as someone who has been with you. In your mighty name, amen.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.